Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. My name is Arlene Pellicane. I am an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. On today's podcast, discover one of the best motivations to lose weight, your health. Hear about one mom who is desperate for answers after losing practically no weight after giving birth. Get healthy and drop those pounds using the techniques in today's edition of Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I'm so glad that you've joined me today. I want to begin by telling you a little bit about my friend Sarah. Now, Sarah could be a lot like you. She's got two little kids under five. And after her second was born, she was devastated at her six-week checkup. Her baby was healthy, all was well, but guess what? She had only lost 10 pounds since giving birth. Now, all of us who have had children know that 10 pounds, that's a little depressing after 6 weeks because you think, okay, this baby was 8 pounds and then I've only lost 2 other pounds, all right? And Sarah had been eating salad. She'd been eating very conservatively and she couldn't believe that she had only lost 10 pounds. So she walked away from that doctor's appointment so sad, but also so determined. She knew something had to be done, that if she did not do something drastic, that that weight, she was going to carry that and it was just going to get worse and worse. So she began attending a weight loss group that taught her how to eat. I mean, it sounds elementary enough, like, okay, yeah, all of us know how to eat, but do we know how to eat correctly? Okay. They taught her how to eat when she was hungry and how to stop when she was satisfied and how to curb that emotional eating. She also exercised faithfully, getting up early before her kids did, 5 to 6 days per week. Now, why did she do this? Because her health was so important to her. Well, let's break this down. You know, we're not Sarah, we're someone else. Let's break this down for us. If we wanted to lose weight, what's something we could do? Well, one, like what Sarah did, go to a weight loss group, some kind of accountability. Maybe you're not going to go to a formal group. Maybe you're not going to join a gym or go to a certain class or go to Curves, but maybe, or you can definitely do all those things, but maybe you can get a friend involved and you guys can have a contest together and say, hey, who can lose the most weight in 1 month? And whoever wins takes the other one to a movie. Okay, do something to make this fun and have some kind of accountability, because what's going to work for you is if you can put a team of people in place to help you. That is going to really launch you out. So accountability, have somebody that cares whether or not you lose weight. Then eat when you're hungry. Listen to your body like Sarah learned to do. When everything looks so delicious at the restaurant or whatever, you think, oh, who cares that this portion size could feed a family of four? I'm just going to eat it because it looks delicious. So you need to listen to your body. And when you're full, you push away that plate. You say, hey, I'd like to box the rest to take home. Thank you very much. And then curb that emotional eating. A lot of times we're not eating because we're hungry. We're just eating because we're looking for a feeling. We're looking for a comfortable feeling. We're remembering our mother's pie or something like that, and that's associated with a positive feeling, and we just want that. So we grab that comfort food without even being hungry. So accountability, eat when you're hungry, and exercise 5 to 6 days per week. Exercise, all right? And we'll be talking about how to fit in exercise into busy schedules on future podcasts. So what happened to my friend Sarah when she did this? Well, I'm thrilled to tell you that within a year, she lost, are you ready? 60 pounds. And she is not just a flash in the pan success, because she has kept that weight off for 2 years and running. She says, I wanted to be the best mom I could be, and that included being healthy enough to enjoy taking my kids to the park, not just sitting on the sidelines as they ran and had fun. Don't you want to be involved in your kids' life? Well, of course you do. You want to be able to run alongside of them, and part of that is being fit. So if Sarah can lose those 60 pounds using these simple things like accountability, eating when hungry, exercising regularly, guess what? So can you. Now, what would have been the consequences if my friend Sarah just left that appointment and said, you know what? I'm 60 pounds overweight and that's just too bad. I'm just going to cry and just keep eating. Well, I tell you what, she wouldn't have enough energy to run with her kids. That's for sure. She'd have increased risk for all sorts of diseases, whether that's diabetes, cancer, other deadly diseases. There'd be lots of doctor bills, maybe not today, but in the future. So there's a lot of disadvantages, as you can imagine, to being overweight and being unhealthy. According to a recent National Health and Nutrition Survey, get this, an estimated, how many do you think, adults over 20 are either overweight or obese? Adults in the United States over 20 who are overweight or obese. Guess. 66%. 66%. Almost 7 in 10 people are overweight. This is staggering. That's why we've been doing these podcasts, because we feel like if you can get this under control as a new mom or a mom with kids that are older, this is going to catch on to your family. And this is so important, because being overweight, it strains your heart, it increases your cholesterol levels, it undermines your confidence, it does all sorts of terrible things. But conversely, being healthy does wonderful things, frees you up to live a long, strong life and enjoy your kids. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our experience. We had never been, my husband James and I had never been, you know, super overweight or super unhealthy. Probably could lose, you know, 10, 15 pounds, just the somewhat average, normal, whatever person. But one day at my husband's work, they hired a personal trainer. And they said, this personal trainer is going to help you all to learn good nutrition, exercise. And they put a workout room in the office. I mean, it was really cool. So people could work out during lunch and they learned how to eat. Well, my husband, who would always eat chocolate chip cookies and he'd always be baking something and he would be eating pizza and we'd be having ice cream, he comes home and he's like a new person. He says, okay, we're going to change these things. We got to eat healthy. We're going to eat oatmeal in the morning. We're not going to have bagels. We can't have white flour anymore. We need to stick to the whole grains. We're going to have fruit. We're going to get out the sugar. So it was kind of a jar to the system. It was like, where did all the ice cream go out of the house? But do you know what happened? We decided to get sugar purged from sugar just for a short time. I believe it was maybe even a week. And what happened as we began to eat healthier, we felt better. I felt better. My headaches went away. I had a lot more energy at work. I didn't crash. You know, like you have all this sugar and you've got all this energy and then you crash in the afternoon at your job. I was able to sustain a lot of energy. And before I knew it, I was hooked. It was like, wow, this eating healthy and this exercise thing really works. You know, before the personal trainer, my idea of exercise was parking in the furthest spot, which is, you know, just like 10 spaces down from the door and walking in. Well, after getting this personal trainer, we both joined the YMCA. We joined a personal training program there. We were working out 3 times a week and I felt so strong and so much better after doing some weightlifting, doing some cardio. So I was hooked. And you don't change overnight. But what happens is you change slowly day by day. And after a week of doing eating well and exercise, you go, oh, this is great. You do a second week, you do a third week. And then after a few months, you realize this is our new lifestyle. So after a few months, you create a new normal for your life. And that's what I want to challenge you to do. Take it a step at a time for the sake of your health. We're busy raising our children. We're managing a household. Maybe we're working. So we take the path of least resistance when it comes to our health, and we put off exercise for a better time, and we eat what's convenient instead of what's healthy. But you know what? Later in life, that equation is not going to be so good, because our convenience today is going to become our inconvenience tomorrow when we have all these health issues that we have to deal with. And when you're not well, when you don't feel good, when you have aches, when you have pains, when you are fighting disease, that is not an easy life. So being disciplined today so that you can be healthier tomorrow, believe me, that might seem tough now, but it's a lot easier. So it's time to take charge of your physical well-being. You're not a victim. You're not a victim of your family history. You're not a victim of circumstance. You can take charge of your physical well-being. Wouldn't it be great to enter your senior years with health and vitality? I mean, forget the senior years. Wouldn't that be great today? Wouldn't it be great to have energy to run after your kids and to go through a day and not feel like you've got to take a nap and feel like you've got the energy and the mental capacity to deal with all the things that are happening? So smart eating and exercise, these things aren't just good for losing weight. They will make you feel great today and for many, many tomorrows. So let's talk about our action step, okay? And we're going to learn from Sarah's example. First, today you are going to eat when you're hungry. Eat when you're hungry. You're going to stop when you're full. Repeat after me. Stop when I'm full. Don't give in to emotional eating. You feel like you need to grab something because of an emotional type of feeling. Instead, go do something else. Go arrange your photo album. Go do some laundry. Busy yourself with another task. Next, get connected and accountable to someone Is there someone out there that cares that you're losing weight that would actually ask you, okay, how'd you do this week? What's going on? You need to have a team, develop a team of people around you, and that's going to pull you to the next level. So eat when you're hungry and get on board with somebody else. Have a team of people. And soon you're going to be just like Sarah, and she lost 60 pounds. How many pounds are you going to lose? And you're going to keep it off for years and years to come. Next time, we'll consider the impact your health choices are having on the most important people in that house, and that's your kids. You'll always find encouraging words here at Losing Weight After Baby. Until next week, be an example to your kids, overcome your complacency about fitness, and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby.
You can do it, Mom! This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom!